You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Anthony Butler, the CEO of Can Do Ideas, a leading digital marketing firm and also the author of Cracking the IT Code, IT Management for Non-IT Managers. Anthony is also a West Point graduate and former Airborne Ranger who commanded an infantry company in Iraq. Anthony, certainly a privilege and honor to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So tell us, why did you write Cracking the IT Code, and how does that tie into your new company, Can Do Ideas?
Well, it goes back to the last 10 years or so. I've been deeply entrenched in tech, was a part of a really large startup. Well, a startup that started very small, went very large, sold it for more than $100 million with a team, and meeting with hundreds of companies and understanding that a lot of non-technology people who, you know, have normal jobs were trying to make technology decisions and just didn't really understand what they were buying or what they should buy. And I just really experienced a lot of CEOs who were frustrated with just not understanding the process, not understanding the right questions even to ask. And I started Can Do. It's a marketing agency, digital marketing agency, because marketing in the new world is being built on technology. And, you know, social media itself is it's the place where marketing and human interaction built on top of tech come together. And that's how it got started. And the hope between Cracking the IT Code is that just give someone who doesn't have a deep technology background a good guide to use to make a purchase, to answer their questions, to ask, you know, what do I do in my business with my tech and how do I do it and what questions should I be asking and, you know, how do you figure out what it should cost? So that's the idea behind it.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Nice explanation. Small businesses seem to struggle with IT management. We've heard this often here on this show. Why do you think it's so hard?
Well, it comes down to people don't understand the actual work itself. And they try to do everything themselves, or if they don't do it themselves, they ask a single person to do it all. And the best analogy I have is, if you go and you build a house, you have a number of different disciplines that build the house. You have plumbers, you have electricians, you have general contractor, engineer, architect. And you don't normally ask your plumber to do the electrical work. And you don't ask the electrician to do the plumbing. But in IT, if it has a wire on it and electricity goes through it, we lump that under IT. You know, and so then you have a single guy and you're expecting him to know maybe 5, 6, 7 different disciplines. And it's just a recipe for failure. It's a recipe for a lot of heartache and overspending. What I've always tried to help people understand is that not every IT person is the same. And helping them understand what are the differences and what are the skills of the people who should be doing the work. It's a really important concept.
It certainly is. Now, the headlines have been full of the news and full of news of large companies and government organizations that have been hacked and had their information stolen. What can business owners do to stay safe?
Well, I think the first thing they can do is, and it's painful, is bite the bullet and upgrade your hardware, upgrade your software. If you dig into the details of what happened at the Office of Personnel Management, this big government hack, like 20 million plus records stolen, at the core of it is they were running 10-year-old equipment with very old software. They had none of the new security protocols in place. Of course they're going to be hacked. I mean, it's when you read the details of it, it's just complete nonsense. when you come down to a small business, I see the same thing over and over again. Money's tight. Entrepreneurs get every dollar out of what they've invested in the business, and they delay and delay and delay upgrades. They delay refreshing software until it's too late and a hack comes. You feel like you're saving money, but really what's happening is you're stepping over dollars to pinch pennies, and it's silly. Whereas just a proactive approach, a thoughtful plan of investment in the tech side can go a long way to safeguarding what you have. It's a shame when someone doesn't upgrade their firewall when it should be done, and they wait, you know, and maybe a firewall for them might be $1,000, and they lose $100,000 in productivity and lost data. The kind of stuff happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Sure does. Today we are joined by Anthony Butler, the CEO of Can Do Ideas, a leading digital marketing firm. He's also the author of Cracking the IT Code, IT Management for Non-IT Managers, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Of course, everyone wants to save money. You've given us a couple of examples of where people think they want to save money and not a good idea. What is the one thing a company can do to save money on their IT cost?
The number one thing people can do to save money on their IT costs is to manage their IT on a schedule. And what does that mean? It means when you buy computers, you buy hardware, put it on a schedule, plan for the upgrade ahead of time so that it's not a surprise when it's time. And what that does for you over time is you can, depending on the size of your organization, you can get some discounts on buying in bulk. You can get discounts on the installation because it's done all at one time on a schedule. And it will help prevent a lot of crashes and losses of use, productivity issues. And by being on a schedule, it will just help you manage it from a monetary standpoint. As part of that management, manage the data backups. One of the most common mistakes that I'll see is a company doesn't manage their backups. They're backing up all the data on all the computers in the company, and they didn't think that, hey, you know what? People are bringing their iPods into work, and they're loading music on the computers, and we're backing up all of the music of everyone in the entire company. I once did a consulting gig with a client, and they had more than 100 gigs of music that they were backing up, and they were archiving it like on a timeline, so they had multiple versions of just people's music. And it's an easy fix. You can block those from being backed up, and then you're not paying for all that additional data. It can be thousands, tens of thousands of dollars a year if it's done incorrectly. That's the main thing, is just to manage it on a schedule, be thoughtful about it.
Good advice there. And cloud computing seems to be everywhere today. How do we make sense of it all, and where does a company, or should I ask, where should a company start?
So the place to start for when you're going to handle tech is what's your core business? How does the company make money? Those are the two questions that I always ask. And then how will the technology itself affect those two parts of those two questions? And in the short term, I think for most companies, the biggest bang for their buck actually has to do with marketing, and the second is sales, because those are two things that bring in new business. So the first one is always look at the CRM systems. They have a lot of effect on how the company makes money. And the other is on the marketing systems that they have. CRM systems and marketing automation systems are very sophisticated these days, and they can do enormous amount of good for a company, and they're affordable. And it's where the entire industry is moving. The second part of it is if you have those in place already and you're looking at different cloud pieces, is look at your file data. Look at how it's stored, how it's accessed, and how you're interacting with it. What companies do often is they have a lot of file data and they invest in servers, which are extremely expensive to buy, extremely expensive to run, or rent somewhere. And if you can cut down on the amount of data that they have, you can save a lot of money and make things much more efficient. Does that make sense?
Certainly does make sense. Some really valuable information. And any time that we talk about IT, it certainly is eye-opening. Certainly do appreciate your time today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about your firm online, and also where can listeners pick up your book?
So online, my firm is Can Do Ideas, just CanIdeas.com. Or it's Anthony L. Butler. That's my handle on Twitter. And Cracking the IT Code is both on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and in stores.
Well, very good. Mr. Butler, we certainly do appreciate your time. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Anthony Butler, the CEO of Can Do Ideas, a leading digital marketing firm, and the author of Cracking the IT Code, IT Management for Non-IT Managers. And once again, the website of reference is CanDoIdeas.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.